This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. I hope everybody is enjoying their Matzoi Chanukah. I'll start off with a Geshmaka story. There's a famous Vart from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum on Zois Chanukah. This is very well known, and very well known to be attributed to Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was somebody who never missed second Seder. If somebody wanted to get married, they had to start the wedding at like 8 p.m. so that Rav Shmuel could come, because he would not miss second Seder for anybody. So he said, "Psha, what's Zois Chanukah? Zois Chanukah is every other day of Chanukah, people have parties. So they're mevato, the whole reason for Chanukah. The whole reason for Chanukah is that we are able to learn and people are busy spinning the dreidel. But on Zois Chanukah, people are done lighting the menorah, they're done with their parties, and they could actually learn. Zois Chanukah! So I was in Lakewood this morning, on Zois Chanukah, and I was sitting next to a guy, he was davening mamish with a bren. And I said, what's your name? My name is Elchanan Bunim Berenbaum. Really? I'm the son of Reb Shmuel. So I was zoicha to sit next to Reb Shmuel's son today in Lakewood on Zois Chanukah. Mamash Hashkocha Pratis. Okay, here we go. The Gemara brought a Braisa. The Braisa appeared on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Reisha of the Braisa spoke about a shtick of a carbon chatos, which was tamei, that got mixed up in 100 pieces of chatos tahar. And the halacha is, it is batel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not batel. Basically, a chaticha is something which is often counted, but not always counted. And it's batel. That was a kash on Rish Lakish. The seifa is talking about a chaticha shal chatos tahara, shenis arva b'mei chatichas shal chulin tahirais, where we say, it's not batel. Even the Tanakhama holds, since there's a very little hefsid in the Seifa, because you could just sell it to a Kohen, so everyone would agree that since it's sometimes counted, it's not batal. But in the Reisha, it is batal, because there's a major hefsid. And this fits in well according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds something which is usually counted as batal. It's just in the Seifa, where there's very little loss, so we say it's not batal. But the question is, what's Pshan Reish Lakish? According to Reish Lakish, something which is usually counted is not batal. So why is it batal in the Reisha? So the Gemara said, Amr b'chia b'reid rav huna b'ni mucher, it dissolves. So since it dissolved, it's not really chashav, and therefore it's batal. Says the Gemara, Yehachi, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. If so, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not batal if it's not chashav? Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his regular reasoning. The Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'minoi loy batal. That there's a klal, one species in the same species, it's not batal. So everything is good according to Reish Lakish. The Reisha is talking about where it's nimuach, and therefore, since it's dissolved, it's batal, because it's not chashuv. And in the Seifa, the reason why it's not batal is because there's very little hefsid. Says the Gemara, avaloini muach, but if it would not be dissolved, then what we would say, my loy tale, it would not be batal, because it's usually counted. So then why does the Seifa have to jump to a case that it's not batal? Because there's very little hefsid. Adetani aval chaticha shel chatos tahara shenis arva b'meya chaticha shel chulin tahirais loy tale. If we would say in the Seifa that if it would not be dissolved, it would not be batal because it's usually counted, then why do we need to jump to the Seifa to a totally new case of the chaticha of a chatos, which is tahar, that got mixed up with the 100 chatichas of chulin tahirois? It's not batal. Why don't we just differentiate within the very case of the reisha itself? Niflag v'nisni bedida. Just differentiate within the very case of the reisha, namely, stick Say we're talking about tamei that got mixed into tahar, but if it's dissolved, it's batal, and if it's not dissolved, it's not batal. Why do we need to jump to a case of tahar b'tahar and say the reason it's not batal is because there's very little hefsid? Just stick to a case of tamei where there's hefsid, and say the reason why it's batal is because it's nimuach, but if it would not be nimuach, it would not be batal because it's usually counted. Says the Gemara, we can't do that because tahayrois v'tahayrois adiflei. We prefer to talk about a case of tahar getting mixed into tahar. Why? To teach even in that case, the halacha is it is not batal. That even though they're both tahar, and by tahar b'tahar, it's more shayach bitul. Why? Because there's a concept that bitul is more shayach if it's tahar b'tahar. Nevertheless, it's not batal. So it prefers to pick a case of, instead of picking a case of loy nimucha, it prefers to pick a case of tahar b'tahar. Instead of picking a case of loy nimucha b'tame, it prefers to talk about a case of tahar b'tahar. Now the Gemara has a kasha on Reish Lakish. Ula Reish Lakish. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. According to Reish Lakish, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? What's the Kasha? Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learns that in the Reisha, we're talking about something which is usually counted. And it's a Dabar Chashav somewhat. And even so, it's Batal because there's a Hefsid. This, we're talking about something that is tamei, and if we're going to say it's not a batal, it would be a big hefsid. So we say it's a batal. And the seifa, the reason why it's not batal, even though l'chayra, it's not that chashuv, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, something which is usually counted is batal. Because in the seifa, there's very little loss to say it's not batal, because you could sell it to kohanim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Reisha and the Seifa are very easy to differentiate between in the Reisha, where it would have been a big hefsid to say that it's not batal because something which is tame cannot be eaten by anyone. But in the Seifa, where if you're going to say it's not batal, the Kohanim could still eat it. So we prefer to do that. But according to Reish Lakish, what's the reason why in the Reisha we say it's not batal? What's the reason why in the Reisha we say it's batal? Because it's totally not chashuv. And in the Seifa, why is it not batal? Oh, in the Seifa it's not batal because there's very little hefsid. Yeah, but so what? There's no hefsid. Lemaisa, we're talking about where it's nimucha. It's totally dissolved. So if it's totally dissolved and it's not chashuv, why should we be machmir just because there's very little hefsid? At the end of the day, it's totally not chashiv. It's mamish, completely dissolved. And therefore, we should say that it's batal. Says the Gemara, Ulwei shlokish maishna reisha maishna seifa. Amar Rav Shisha brei d'ravidi. Rav Shisha brei d'ravidi says, reisha betumas mashkin d'rabanan. In the reisha, the reason why it's batal is because we're dealing with the tuma of a liquid, which is only midrabanan. And therefore, we say it's batal because it's completely dissolved. And anyway, we're dealing with tuma d'rabanan. Seifa, even though it's completely dissolved, we're dealing with tuma d'oraisa. Not tuma d'oraisa, iser d'oraisa. Namely, we're dealing with, in the reisha, we're dealing with tuma. Tuma is something which is only, we're dealing with Tuma, but we're going to say we're talking about Tuma Durabanan. So Tuma Durabanan, we could be Mevatel. But in the Seifa, we're dealing with the Isser of Kachim, because we're trying to Aser it to Azar. The Isser of Kachim to Azar is an Isser Dairaisa. So even though it's Nimuach and it's totally not Chashav, but we're hesitant to allow an Isser Dairaisa to become Batel. Says the Gemara, okay, so you want to say that the Reish is talking about Tuma Durabanan. What's an example of Tuma Durabanan? An example would be Tumas Mashkin Durabanan. Let's say a Chaticha became Tamei through a Mashkin, that a liquid which was Tamei touched a Kli. Now a Tamei liquid, Rashi explains, is not Metamei a Kli Midairaisa, but it's only Metamei Durabanan. So now the question is, okay, so the Reisha is talking about Tuma Durabanan. So why in the Seifa do we need to jump to Isra Dairaisa? Why don't we just stick with the same case as the Reisha, namely something which is Tame, and say this is talking about Tumas Mashkin that becomes Batal. But Tumas Sheretz, which is Tuma Dairaisa, Loi, that would not become Batal. Why do we have to jump to a case of Kodshim to Azar, stick to being Mevatel Tuma, and say this, that it becomes Batel, is talking about Tuma Durabanan. But if it would be Tuma Dairaisa, then it would not become Batel. So differentiate within the same case as the Reisha. Says the Gemara, Lai, Tahira, B'Tahira is Adiflei. We prefer to deal with something Tahar, mixing into something else which is Tahar. What does that mean? Let's say Kodshim, which is Tahar, getting mixed into Chulin, which is Tahar, because Tahar b'Tahar, there's more of a reason that something should become Batal. Like Rashi said earlier, Tahar b'Tahar, it has a track record that it should become batal, and even so, it doesn't become batal. But Eina Chanami, we could have spoken about Tumas Sheretz not becoming batal. We prefer to say a bigger chiddush about Tahar b'Tahar. Okay, now let us proceed. Another pshat in Reish Lakish. Rabba Omar, Rabba says, Reisha Isser Lav, the Reisha. We're talking about an Isser Lav, namely something Basar of Kachin became Tamei. Eating Basar Kachin became Tamei is only an Isser Lav. So there being, the reason it's Batal is we're only dealing with a Lav. Masha'ein came the safe of eating Kachin to Azar is Isser Kares. Seifa Isser Kares. So that would be the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha we're dealing with an Isser Lav, so that will become Batal. The Seifa we're dealing with an Isser Kares, that will not become Batal. Says Gemara, Rabba Huda Amar, Kol B'Dairaisa. Rabba is the one who said, anytime there's an Isser Dairaisa, there's no difference between a Lav and a Kares. Lo Yishna Isser Lav, Lo Yishna Isser Kares. Kasha, it's Takashver. Comes Ravashi has an Einfal. Ravashi says, you know why in the Seifa it's not Batal? Because in the Seifa we're trying to be Mevatal Kodshim to Azar. But Kodshim is Davar Sheyesh Loi Matirin. We know there's a principle, anything that will eventually become Tahar or Mutter, we do not utilize the principle of Bitol Baroiv. Because we say, Ad she'tachlenu b'isser, instead of eating a b'isser, just wait a little bit and eat a b'heter. So in the Seifa, we're dealing with something that will eventually become tahar, because kaihanim are allowed to eat it. So since it's dvarm she'esh l'matirim, it won't become mutter, it won't become batar. Rav Ashi, Amar Seifa mishum dehavaleh, davar she'esh l'matirim. Rav Ashi says the Seifa is because it's davar she'esh l'matirim. V'chal davar she'esh l'matirim, afilu b'elef loy batal. Says Rav Ashi Badusahi. Rav Ashi's answer is a joke. It's It's a fabrication. It's nonsensical. Why? Because who are you trying to matter it to? Are you trying to matter it to a kayin? To a kayin, it was never usher in the first place. True. Tame, a kadshim tahar that got mixed into chul and tahar, it was never usher to kayhanim in the first place. Elamai to a zar. To a zar, it will never become mutter. So you misrepresented that this is a case of dvarm sheish lamatiren. Dvarm sheish lamatiren is something which is now usher and it will become mutter. But this item over here, to kohanim it was always mutter, and to zarim it will always be usher. Laman, who are we speaking about? Eli kohen, if it's for a kohen, mishra shari, it's permitted. Eli yisrael, if it's for an Israelite, la'olam usher, it's always usher. Ella, but it must be hadar of ashi bedusahi. Now the Gemara is going to discuss something Rabbi Yochanan said on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Namely, Rabbi Yochanan said on Chaf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph that Truma Bizman Hazeh Da'iraisa. Says the Gemara, Vesava Rabbi Yochanan Truma Bizman Hazeh Da'iraisa? Does Rabbi Yochanan hold Truma nowadays is Da'iraisa? Vehatanya, we learned in Abraisa. Here basically is a case of two big boxes. One has truma, one has chulin. And these two big boxes fall into two smaller boxes of truma and chulin. And we don't know, did the truma fall into the chulin and the chulin fall into the truma and now everything's usur? Or could we say the truma fell into the truma? So at least the chulin will be mutter because the chulin fell into the chulin. So shtei kupois, you have two boxes. Acha shel chulin, acha shel truma. One of chulin and one of truma. Lifneim shtei sa'in, and before them were two sa'. Acha shel chulin v'acha shel truma. V'naflu elu b'teich elu, and these fell into these. Harei elu mutaram, they are permitted. Why? Shani oimer, I say the following. Truma lo teich truma nafla, the truma fell into the truma. V'chulin b'teich chulin nafla. This is what the Braisa says. Says Reish Lakish, this would only be permitted if the chulin that potentially the truma fell into outnumbers the truma. So this way, we could say the truma fell into the truma, and even if the truma fell into the chulin is mevatalit. Now, this is slightly problematic, because why should that be? Why should Reish Lakish only say this din when the chulin outweighs the truma? L'chayra Reish Lakish said before, truma is not as a drabanan. So, al safek drabanan, we should apply the rule of sha'ani yomer, even if the chulin doesn't outweigh the truma. But apparently Reish Lakish only uses this concept in addition to, he only says this, even if Truma's Rabbanon, if besides that you have a Roiv, just in case the Truma fell into the Chulin. So says the Gemara, Bishol Mishlagish Kosavar, Bidrabbanon Namri Rabu Yehuda Be'inan. Bishlama, according to Reish Lakish, who says Truma's not as Rabbanon, he'll say that even on a Rabbanon, we still don't say Sha'ani Oimer unless you have the backup safety net that you could say the chulin outweighs the truma. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the truma is not as doiraisa. What? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't even require the roiv. Rabbi Yochanan says even if the bigger box fell into the smaller box, and if worse came to worse, the truma fell into the chulin is not enough to outnumber the truma, we still apply the rule of Sha'ani Oimer. But Rabbi Yochanan holds truma is not as a daraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan kasha. And the answer we'll see tomorrow. Marv Rabbeisai, it was such a pleasure to see you tonight. Thank you for joining. We'll see you tomorrow. Someone has a question? Thank you. Good night. Cult of everyone. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.